And welcome back to another installment of the Uninformed Gamers Podcast. And I don't know about you listeners, but I am super excited for this episode because we have a lot to talk about. Joining me for this episode is my brother, iChameleon.
Yo.
Yo. And unfortunately, Rat Dreams will not be joining us this episode, but we will be seeing him next time. Chris, I have to ask you, before we get into all of the announcements, all the reveals, all the cinematic trailers, what's been up on your world?
Not a whole lot, dude. Just playing RuneScape, really.
Nothing wrong with that.
What about you, dude?
Just been video gaming here and there because my work and life schedule has just been so busy. Just kind of put an hour in a video game. So I've been playing Formula One 2022, finishing that up, hopping into Assassin's Creed Valhalla here and there, and really clearing that up. I've started the house search process. Oof. And it's not been fun.
Told you it's trash.
It is absolutely trash. Now, I'm fortunate that I don't have a child to contend with.
Yeah.
But on the unfortunate side, I am a single person. And it's a lot harder for me with my income to find something which I can afford that's decent.
True. True, true, true.
So I can send you after this, I will send you a couple of the quote unquote options, and you will just laugh and laugh and laugh like I did after I stopped crying. But since we have so much to get into, let's jump right into the meat and potatoes. And let's start off with the Summer Game Fest of 2023. I have to say, I don't know what I was expecting. I might have been expecting a little bit too much, but I wasn't like overly hyped. What about you? Were you hyped? Was this exactly what you were looking for? How did you feel about this?
I felt it was a very meh showing. Like, and it's because the big publishers are, they have their own shows, so like they just held out and for their own shows. It felt like, so like there was a couple of gems in there though, like that I'm actually looking forward to. But yeah, it was okay. It was like a solid, I don't know, 6.5, 7 out of 10, you know.
Yeah, I'll give you that. For me, one of the big standouts was finally getting an opportunity to see the new Mortal Kombat 1 actual gameplay.
Yeah.
I love how fluid this looks. It looks almost flawless.
It looks, I see what you did there. It does look really good.
I wasn't expecting it to look this good. Like whenever we hear about a Mortal Kombat, oh yeah, we're hyped, la-di-da. But this one seems like the fighting seems to be so much more impactful, so much more strategy involved than other Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely did give that feel to it. I'm excited for the little different change of pace, like where you get to like the, what would they call them? Calling them your partner thing. I forget what there was like a C or a K word for it. I forget what it was called.
I know which word you're talking about, but I don't recall because there's been so many game shows since then.
Yeah.
It's an assist mechanic for all the listeners where when you go into a fight, you can actually choose a backup character to kind of like lay some assist in there for you.
Yep.
I can't wait for the Sub-Zero Scorpion assist mix. That is going to be on point day one.
Trash.
Is that trash? There is no other team you should have.
No, I hate Scorpion. Always have. Right. He's always broken in every game.
He's not nearly as broken as Smoke was.
Oh. No, the both of them are broke.
So yeah, Mortal Kombat 1 was a major standout for me. My next standout, I've been hyping this game up since it first when the original came out, and that's talking about Alan Wake 2. Finally got some gameplay. This looked so good.
It looks gorgeous. It was annoying. The stream that I was watching, it kept going like black.
Thank you. Okay. I thought that was just me.
Nope. It was happening right on Alan Wake. It was freaking annoying.
And it happened right once they stopped talking. They were going to show the gameplay, and that's when it froze.
Yeah. I had to actually rewatch the Alan Wake trailer after the showcase just because I didn't get to really see it.
Yeah, same. I had to go back and I had to like skip 4 seconds ahead of when that they stopped talking just for me to get the video to play.
It's so stupid.
Maybe Alan Wake 2 broke the internet.
No. No.
I mean, it's going to be a great sequel. It's been a game that we've been waiting for a very long time. The gameplay, which you're playing an FBI agent, it actually looked kind of terrifying.
Yeah, it looked really spooky. I never played the original, so I don't know what the original was like. Was it spooky or no?
Yeah, it was definitely on the spookier side.
Okay.
It's not like you're like Outlast like horror. It
Oh
was
God,
just kind
no.
of like just spooky. What was that one game where you were playing as a chick and at one point it was an Xbox exclusive, then it became a PlayStation multi-platform where she has like white hair and she goes into like another realm. The Medium, was that
Oh,
one?
medium. Yeah.
Medium. It's kind of like that, like when you're in the normal like earth part, it's kind of like that level of spookiness.
Okay, gotcha. The medium was very palatable spookiness. Like I was
Yeah.
actually able to finish it, which I was
Yeah.
excited about because I don't usually finish spooky games because I'm just a little, you know, I don't know. I'm
Are you
getting
afraid of
like
video games?
I am afraid of scary video games.
I will say, I think you use the proper term. Alan Wake is palatable when it comes to horror. I think it does horror genre very well.
Yeah, okay. Like I have never been able to finish a Resident Evil game. To be fair, I've only ever tried two of them, but never in my life could I get through it. I had to quit the Resident Evil 7, I think it was. Because you're in this creepy like farmhouse, and I got like claustrophobic playing the game. I was like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. You got me.
It's interesting that you say that because like I've never had that particular problem with games. It's not like, oh, I'm claustrophobic. It's just I don't see the desire to continue playing them. Like for me, I don't really pick up horror games, but the last one that I like quit out only because of like I just didn't have any desire to continue was Dead Space.
Oh, well, that was
That
freaking
was a very dark game, and I always liken it to like eating spicy food. The
wild.
further you got into Dead Space, the spicier it got.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like I just wasn't having fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Resident Evil 7 was that for me. I was like, all right, yep, I'm out. I'm done. I was like, I've had enough of this hillbilly family. I'm done. I'm out.
The Hillbilly Family.
That's what they were.
That's funny. But while we're on the genre of horror, we have to talk about Nicolas Cage. And I'm going to say this. Whenever I see Nicolas Cage do any level of interview, I am transfixed by who he is as a human.
I love Nicolas Cage.
I do too. But him in Dead by Daylight looked terrible.
It looked great, dude. That's
No, it
perfect.
didn't. Don't even sit here
That's
and lie.
fantastic. That's top tier. I'm actually really happy to have him in the game.
I mean, I don't play Dead by Daylight, and as I'm watching this, I'm like, man, this game looks awful.
Oh, it's not a very good looking game. Like some of the some okay, some of they do a good job on some of the things, but yeah, it's not like I don't know, like mind-blowing graphics or anything. Just I don't know. You're there to be gooned by the killer.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do want to talk about a reveal. I guess it's a first look at a new Bandai Namco game. Now, when this game was being quote unquote announced, they said it is from the creator of a very popular manga. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're watching this trailer, and to myself, again, I'm just sitting in this room by myself when I'm watching this, I'm like, this looks exactly like Dragon Ball.
I thought it was Dragon Ball. I was sitting there, I was like, oh, this is Dragon Ball. Sweet. Okay, there's a Dragon Ball game coming out. Nice. And then it wasn't Dragon
It's
Ball.
called Sandland, and it's a new action game from Akira Toriyama. Man, this guy is getting so much of a paycheck from the same idea.
No,
He doesn't
it
need
was
anything.
different. It's just the same art style.
Yeah, but like if you and I both legit think that this is going to be Dragon Ball, and it's Dragon Ball with a different palette is what it is.
Well, like I would argue that we thought it was Dragon Ball because of the art style, not because of the gameplay.
That's fair. I'll give you that. Because we don't know exactly what it, because this trailer, whatever they showed, didn't really show you a whole lot of what to expect. You're just kind of like roaming around a desert world.
Yeah, it shows some like, I don't know, some sort of combat and yeah, roaming the desert.
Is that something that you would pick up on day one, or would you need to see a little bit more of this?
I would need to see a little bit more of it. I am interested because I do love that art style. But I need to see some gameplay to decide. Bandai Namco usually makes really good games, so I'm sure it's pretty good.
Absolutely. Another game that was revealed is called Pal World. And I texted you guys and I said, I do not know how Nintendo is okay with this.
They should be. They didn't say Pokeball. They didn't say Pokemon. They didn't
I
do anything.
understand all that. I understand all that. But everything looks like they just copied. They took Control C and Control V on this game and added a gun. And that was it.
It's very similar to there's this game called Dota, and then there's League of Legends. It's very akin to that. Like Dota was first, but League of Legends is more popular. But it was technically second. It was a copy of Dota. But Dota can't sue or do anything to League of Legends because it's technically different.
I don't know. When you're looking at this Pal World, I am like, this is Pokemon. And then they started shooting, and I said, this is Pokemon?
Yeah, I've known about this game for like a year or two because it was I almost got it to the early access. I was gonna pay into it, but I decided it not to. But yeah, this one's it like from what I've heard in early access, it has been really fun.
All right, well, speaking of fun, this game called Party Animals looks like it is going to be the most fun ever.
Yes, love it.
Now, I thought this was already out, or was that like a beta or like a demo that was out? Because
I actually don't know.
I could have swore that this game already came out in some capacity, and then it was reannounced. I'm like, oh, maybe it didn't come out yet.
Yeah, maybe not, because it does say it's like on all platforms, well, PC and Xbox on September 20th. So it may not have been out yet.
I mean, this game just looks stupid fun. This is why I have video games, for games like Party Animals.
You would love Fall Guys.
I've played Fall Guys once at your house and I thought it was fine.
You gotta get the right maps going and everything.
Oh, don't do that. Well, you gotta play it in the right circumstances. No, I do not.
Yeah, you do. You didn't
Now,
have sound going, actually, when you played. The sound actually is big on
that is true. And plus, I didn't have a microphone or anything, so I was just
that.
kind of just I was just hopping in for a single game and then hopping out.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing that I do one of the second to last things I want to talk about, we finally got some actual trailer footage of Twisted Metal. And I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it.
We're all gonna watch it, but first off, I don't believe Will Arnett should be doing the voice of Sweet Tooth.
I don't even know who he is, to be honest with you.
Will Arnett is a famous comedy actor. I don't think he's that funny. I don't think he's as funny to get as much fame as he currently has.
Okay.
You might recognize Will Arnett from the Lego Batman movies.
Okay. So what's weird about this is they used his voice for Sweet Tooth, but the guy, they're not using his body.
Would be weird if they used his body because.
Well, like what did this random dude's body, what did he sound like?
I wanted to ask that exact same question. I'm like, I wonder how does this guy feel just like, hey, we want to use your body because you're fat, but we don't want to hear you.
He's like muscular fat, like, you know.
Yeah. But like as we're watching this, you kind of like see that, oh, Sweet Tooth is gonna be kind of jokey and kind of funny. And I'm like, he's supposed to be a mass serial killer.
Yeah.
Like if you ever played Twisted Metal Black, which was the darkest, and this is weird to say, this was the darkest Twisted Metal of all the Twisted Metals. Sweet Tooth was not a good guy. He was murking people left and right.
He was a serial killer, wasn't he?
Absolute serial. He's been a serial killer in every single one, but in
Yeah.
Twisted Metal Black, his serial killerness went over the top. Like if I believe even in Twisted Metal Black, if you win with Sweet Tooth, you actually end up killing Calypso. And yes, spoiler alert, but that game came out in what, 2006?
Yeah, long time ago.
Yeah, so too late. So you actually, if you do it as Sweet Tooth, you actually end up killing Calypso. That's how much of a serial killer he was. So I don't know. I just don't. This is the same problem I had with Deadpool, with Ryan Reynolds being Deadpool. I don't always need people to be funny.
That's fair. That's fair.
Now, obviously, if he wasn't funny, the show would probably be taking a much darker tone. Fine, I'm cool with that. But like, just when I saw that he was making so many jokes, I'm like, all right, I'm out. I'm gonna watch, but I'm gonna disagree.
Watch it be really good. I'll laugh.
Paramount Plus, watch it be really good, and they canceled after the first season.
Yeah. Well,
Speaking of.
at least Halo didn't get canceled.
Yeah, but like it didn't do well enough to stick around.
Oh, I'm gonna watch the next season.
Yeah,
Just
but
waiting
nobody
for
else, but nobody, a lot of people did not watch it. I'm not gonna say nobody, but they did not do the numbers they were expecting.
Well, they watched Naked Master Chief if they did watch it.
All right, well, speaking of Naked Master Chief, let's talk about The Witcher. We are getting, is this gonna be the final season of Henry Cavill's
Yeah.
Geralt?
Yes, is it?
I'm kind of sad.
Yeah, I think he plays the role like masterfully, to be honest. He fits exactly what I think The Witcher would be.
I think so. I think that he's really taken this role and kind of ran with it. He made it his own. And
Yep.
now I can't even see. I think it's going to be either Liam Hemsworth or Chris Hemsworth is going to be taking up the mantle behind him. And I just don't know if I can get past that there's going to be no more Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
But at the Summer Game Fest, they did show the new season 3 for The Witcher. It looks good, looks exciting, like we've seen before. If you've gotten into the third season of The Witcher, this is not going to discourage you. You're still going to watch.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, I've got to rewatch the first season and then watch the second season. And then now this third season just adds to the mix.
Right. Before we move away from the Summer Games Fest, is there anything else you'd like to mention? Anything else you want to call out?
Remnant 2 got a release date. Real happy about that. It's a sequel to the Remnant 1. Comes out July 25th, which is so soon. And it's basically Dark Souls with guns. I love the first one. It was like $40, and it's one of my favorite games in the past couple of years. And I'm really happy to see that they're redoing it and making a second one, And it's got a nice soon release date. And yeah, it's not $40 this time, it's 50, but I'm glad it's not 70.
There you go. Now, one final thought from me, then before we move over to the Xbox Game Showcase, Final Fantasy VII is going to be on two discs. On the
Cool.
PS5.
Cool.
You know how much data that would require for the PS5 to be like, we need to put this on two disc?
Yeah, it's over 120 gigs because I think that's the limit for a disc.
So then it would probably be closer to 200 gigs.
I mean, yeah, something over 120.
That's absolutely insane. But as of right now, they still have not yet said, because the original file from the first Final Fantasy remake was 80 gigs. And that doesn't include any of the DLCs or updates. So after the updates and DLC, it was up to about 100 gigabytes.
Yeah, crazy.
So we're looking at possibly 150, 200 gigs just for this part. That's insane.
Absolutely
That's doing Call of Duty numbers.
bonkers.
All right, so let's switch over to the Xbox Game Showcase, which will be a bit of the meat and potatoes of today. And when Sony did their showcase, they showcased quite a lot of games, and one of the assumption that a lot of this was exclusives turned out that necessarily wasn't the case. And so since Microsoft is kind of on the back foot, they really had to bring it hard. They had to bring all guns to the forefront. They really had to showcase what they can do for the next year, 2 years, and even beyond, because some games didn't even get a release date. Before we just go ahead and start talking about what the Xbox Showcase was able to show, I'm going to ask you, did Xbox meet, beat, or under exceed expectations for their showcase?
I would say beat.
Okay.
What about you?
I initially said that they absolutely beat expectations until somebody pointed out what they did not include or things that they didn't show.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few games that are weirdly MIA.
Yeah. But let's go ahead and let's jump right into it. The very first, and this, in my opinion, is exactly how you start a showcase.
Yep. I 100% agree.
Xbox went ahead and started things off by doing an official teaser trailer for Fable. I went insane watching this.
Same. You want to hear something crazy?
Always.
So Ryan McCaffrey, I think he works for IGN. He said that I'm going to quote his tweet here. He said, Fable looked so good yesterday at the Xbox showcase that I'm seeing a ton of people saying, I wish they'd shown gameplay. He said that was gameplay.
Yes, there was actually a scene where there is a guy pushing a little cart and he's talking. That was gameplay.
The whole thing was gameplay. It was like cinematic gameplay. It was all gameplay, I guess.
Yeah, it was all from the game, but there was an actual scene where, like, she's literally just standing in-game. That was when the guy was pushing the cart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people were taken aback. They were flabbergasted. But my thing is, and I'm going to ask you this question. We know what the first three Fables consisted of. The first one, you were in a village. Your village burns down. Then you get adopted into the guild where you grow up and learn your magical powers. The second Fable is you go up into a castle, you make a wish, your sibling dies, and you become like the hero. And the third Fable, you're either your brother is like set to become the new king, you're either the prince or the princess, you get ousted because your brother turns evil, and you set on your hero journey. Were you expecting to be a tiny person in a big person world for this Fable? Because I was not. I was expecting kind of like what we've seen in the past, like a monarchy system of some sort.
I didn't get the grasp that they were a tiny person. I just think that that dude was a giant.
That's the same thought I had. And so I was listening to people talking about it, and they were like, oh, you're a small person. But I'm like, wouldn't that make more sense that the hero was in a giant's house?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's where I thought. Like, I wouldn't even think otherwise. That seems odd.
Well, then somebody pointed out the reason they thought that they were a small person was because when you were looking at the pumpkins. The pumpkins. I know, Chris. I know what you're going to say. But
all right, go ahead.
If we look at it from a realistic perspective, the pumpkins might be just normal-sized pumpkins.
But they also could be the giant's pumpkins.
They also could be the giant's pumpkins. I think we have to wait and see, because one thing this game did not show us was a release date.
It did not. I feel like it's very possible it could come out next year, but more than likely 2025.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's saying, is expect this one in 2025, because the games are coming out in 2024. They would say 2024. They wouldn't say early. They would say 2024.
Yeah.
I think Fable's 2025, so still 2 years away.
Yeah, yeah. And as good as it looks, and to really do that franchise justice, I think that just take your time, make it as good as possible, polished, work on that great story, the wittiness, the witty British humor. Give me all the good stuff.
Absolutely. Let me kick a chicken.
Yes. Let me burn down a village.
And apparently they did say that you can kick chickens in this Fable. Just gigantic chickens. All right, so moving on, we're moving over to Cyberpunk 2077. The Phantom of Liberty DLC gets a trailer and its release date. And I'm going to tell you right now, Chris, every time I see anything Cyberpunk related, it makes me want to play the game, except for actually playing the game.
The game is fantastic. Like I said, I love CD Projekt Red storytelling, and that game had some, it had some really deep stories. And I was like, holy shit, okay.
I don't know if it's just the fact that like me starting a game is the hardest part of any game. And I just know Cyberpunk is going to consume so much of my time that I just have not even bought. I have not, I bought it, had it installed, never once opened it.
Goofball. You're missing
Nope.
out. It's a great
I am
game.
fully aware, but I got other stuff I have to do. Now, moving on, we're moving over. And I will say the Phantom Liberty CD DLC looks fantastic. Idris Elba, love him and everything.
Same.
I might buy this DLC before I even play
You're
the
trash. I'm curious how much the DLC is going to be. I haven't
game.
looked.
$30.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm glad you think it's fair because a lot of people didn't. A lot of people said that that's too expensive.
Yeah, they're crazy because like a lot of Destiny DLCs are like $60, so
Oh,
I'll take
wow.
30.
So the next game that was showcased was Avowed. Now, apparently this game was announced a few years ago. This is from Obsidian. And I don't remember this being announced, but when I'm first watching this trailer, I'm like, you know what? This doesn't look bad.
So yes, it was announced last year, the year before, I forget exactly. And when it was the first announcement was awesome. Oh yeah, it was 2020.
Okay. Yeah, 3 years
And the
ago.
first announcement was freaking awesome. The this time around, so like I am still very interested in it and really can't wait to play it. But it felt like the graphic fidelity got pulled down a decent amount. Like, I would challenge you to watch the first showcase of it from 2020 and then watch this one. And you'll be like, huh. Now, mind you, the first showcase of it was probably just like an in-game trailer or just a trailer. It might not have even been an engine or anything like that. But I wasn't expecting it to be. To lose so much graphic fidelity. Like I knew it was gonna be like down a bit. Like trailers always look better than the game, unless you're Hellblade 2, of course.
Yeah,
But
we'll get into that.
that game's absolutely wild to me. But like, yeah, it like I am still very excited and I love Obsidian. They make really good fantasy games, and I will absolutely play it. But I was just a little disappointed. Just a little.
See, that's what a lot of the criticism was that the graphics did not look as good. But since I don't have that original, like, here's what the Avowed was supposed to look like. When they first showed the guy walking off the boat and being surrounded by medieval guards, I'm like, oh, this looks badass. I will say that graphic fidelity absolutely does go down the hill when he's in battle scenes. I am like, oh, this game looks bad. But it's also Obsidian. Obsidian is not a graphics leader.
No.
They're an RPG storyteller.
Yep.
And
I expect nothing more from them than these crazy good stories in a fantasy realm. That's it. Like they made Pillars of Eternity, which is considered the like m one of the most popular RPG games in like history of gaming.
right.
And that tells a really, really great story. But you wouldn't like it because it's turn-based.
I would never play it.
Yeah, I know.
But moving on, there was a console announcement. Now, I was not expecting any level of console announcements
Me
at
either.
all.
That was actually very cool. I
So
enjoyed it.
what Microsoft did is they unveiled a new black Xbox Series S. Now, you might be saying, who cares? It's an Xbox Series S. Doesn't have a whole lot of power, doesn't have a whole lot of space. Well, apparently, Phil Spencer heard your complaints. This Xbox Series S will have 1 terabyte of data available of storage. And here, get this, the retail price is $349, which is $50 more than the original.
Wild. The original only had like what, 340 gigs or something like that?
I want to say 500 and some, probably 512, knowing Microsoft products.
Let's see.
But I could be wrong.
You might be right on that. The 512. That
I'm
sounds
always
right.
right. I'm an uninformed gamer.
Trash.
That's funny.
Let me see if I can get a quick.
Yeah, you pull up that. I will say though, I think the timing for this is epic because usually you want to have these right around the holiday season. So you're releasing it in September, you're gonna have time for Starfield, you're gonna have time for Forza Motorsport. You have quite a lot of games coming out in October. So I think that this is perfect. You can save up your money. If you don't want to invest in a full console like a PS5 or an Xbox Series X, and you just want a Game Pass device, you're not gonna go wrong for $349.
Correct. Absolutely. So it
With
was a 512 gigabyte drive, but
ah.
you only get 360 gigabytes of
Ah, we
usable
were both
space.
right.
I was close to being right. I wasn't actually though.
No, it's all right.
But yeah, no, that's going to be like, that's going to be huge for the holiday, especially after one of our later announcements.
We'll get into that. And technically, so the next thing that was shown was a new Starfield, but we're gonna get into that, Chris. We'll talk about Starfield once we get to through the Xbox Game Showcase because there's a lot to
So much.
unpack. Yeah. Next was announced was a brand new game from Microsoft called South of Midnight. I don't know what this game is about, but I loved every second of it.
Yes, I love compulsion games. I like their storytelling. I like their art styles that they use in their games. I am actually like super pumped for this. I've been wondering what they were working on because it's been a while since they released We Happy Few, which was their last game, I'm pretty sure. And so to see this game from them, I can't wait to play it. It's gonna be a day one like play for me.
See, my thing with Compulsion Games is I think that they're an excellent developer, but their announcements and their showcase presentations are better than their executions.
Well, okay. To be fair,
I know.
I only remember to be fair,
Yeah, to be fair.
I only remember them showing We Happy Few. And yes, the game itself wasn't as good as like I would have hoped,
Yeah.
but I know they can do it. Like I like their first game. Oh my God, what was it called? You were like a shadow. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It's like a quick like 4 hour game, which was awesome.
Don't you love a good 4 hour game?
Oh, I love it. I'm like, oh, I can beat this. Oh my God.
It's like I can beat this.
Yeah, you know me. Contrast. That was the name
Oh
of it.
yeah, great game.
Yeah, it was great. It's released in 2013. I enjoyed every second of it. We Happy Few. I tried it. I love the art style and
Yep, great art style.
I understood what I needed to do, but it was hard to do what they wanted me to do.
Okay.
So I did not finish it.
Fair enough. I will say I do love the Bayou-esque behind this. I love the music. I love that jazz. I love how like there's just like a devil just sitting playing guitar. I'm excited to see more about this. Am I excited to play it? I don't know, but I'm excited to see more. The next thing that was announced, and we'll talk more about this on the Ubisoft Forward, was the Ubisoft Star Wars Outlaws. Dope, we'll talk more about it. I'm excited, but there's already controversy brewing. We have Forza Motorsport. We've got an official announce date, October 10th. And you're not a racing fan, so I'm going to ask you, what did you think of this?
I thought it looked fantastic, to be honest.
It does look fantastic, but this is where I kind of feel sad that Microsoft is not going the VR realm.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, so they haven't said that they'll never do it, but they're not doing it for now. And
Yeah.
I get why they're not. It's still extremely niche. I don't know what the sales have been like on Sony's new VR headset, but like I don't know. I don't think there's enough interest there from the world. But I think there will be one day. I still feel like this is a very early adopters thing. I don't know. Like I say VR, give it another like 5 years to bake, and I think it'll be in a good spot, and that's probably when I would finally invest into it.
See, I think after the Kinect incident that Microsoft basically lost so much money on, I feel like they're really playing it safe nowadays.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, we're not investing in this until we know people actually want it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
The next game is called Clockwork Revolution. And the first thing I texted you guys was, is this BioShock?
This game looks freaking awesome. Yes. And I did get that steampunk BioShock vibes from it.
Yeah, it reminded me just like right after BioShock Infinite, it reminded me like, hey, this could exist in the BioShock realm. And then it turned out to be a game called Clockwork Revolution. If you're a fan of the BioShock realm, if you're a fan of steampunk, if you're a fan of time mechanics, you need to check out Clockwork Revolution. I think this was a sleeper hit for me.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's gonna be a killer one.
So the next one I think is more your realm because I've actually never played the Persona games, but you have.
Yeah. Oh, I love Persona. So there was two Persona announcements, or maybe three. There's so many games shown. Let me find the name of it. Well, so it was Persona 3 Remake was one of them.
Yep, Persona 3 Remake. And then there was a game from the creators of Persona 3, 4, and 5 called Metaphor ReFantazio.
Yes.
I don't know why Persona for some reason has never been like, I need to play this.
You wouldn't like it.
Turn-based.
Like it's a top tier Eastern like anime game, but it's turn-based. You wouldn't like it at all.
Well, even if it's turn-based, I ended up liking Yakuza Like a Dragon. So, but like what made Yakuza Like a Dragon me enjoy it was because of how personable the characters were and just how fun of the storyline was. The game itself, turn-based, I think really slows down everything. Because it does, and you're not gonna I'm never gonna disagree with you on that fact. It slows everything down. But I think that the game had so much charm that I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it made the turn-based fine for me. Persona seems like it would require me to do so much and have to know so much lore and background for me to get into it.
So my first Persona game was actually Persona 5. And okay. Now, mind you, I absolutely loved it. But I didn't know the lore or background or anything. It very much told me everything I needed it to know while I was playing. So it was really good. Like, I thought the characters were fun. It had like that charm, it had some fun cinematics. It had some insanely freaking hard bosses. My God. But the game was top tier, so to see the 3 remake coming, that's pretty freaking awesome. And then they also announced the Persona 5 Tactica, and that's a more like a tactic style, like a turn based grid gameplay, like XCOM or Fire Emblem.
Yeah, that did not call to me at all. So I'm gonna skip over those.
I would mess with that one. I'd mess around.
All right, so we're gonna skip over one because we're limited on time because we still have to talk about Starfield, we still have to talk about Ubisoft, but we finally got a trailer for Payday 3.
Cannot freaking wait.
I have never once played a Payday, but these games seem like the games I actually would enjoy playing, dude, especially with other people.
Dude, just sitting there planning out a bank heist is so fun. Like, you'd be robbing banks, art museums, weapon shops, just wild, like arms dealers. It's wild. It is absolutely wild, and it is so fun.
It looks like it looks like just a stupid fun game, and I'm surprised. It's probably the reason why I never picked it up because I don't ever have anybody to play with.
You let me know. I'm in.
All right, bro. We'll play Payday 3 sometime in the next month. When we both have free time at the same time.
Right. Hey, well, this don't come out till September, luckily.
Yeah, we can play Payday 2. I think it's on Game Pass.
Oh, is it? Well, sure. I own it, but yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right, perfect. So then let's talk about how Sea of Thieves is getting a Monkey Island crossover.
I love it. I still want a One Piece crossover, but I'll take that too. That's a good one.
You might be getting that. Who knows? I will say Sea of Thieves definitely keeps their updates going.
They do. They release, it feels like they have their season, so they're at least doing 4 releases a year. And sometimes there's bigger stuff in there like this one. And sometimes it's a little bit smaller, but they do like little story things. They do a lot in that game, to be honest with you. It's a very big game now.
I played Sea of Thieves one time, and I love Pirate Realm. My first tattoo is probably going to be something pirate related. I played Sea of Thieves one time, and that was enough for me.
Fair, fair. The community is trash,
The
but you
community is
know.
trash, and plus, if you're playing by yourself, the community is awful.
Oh, they're the worst.
Like, I need a game where I can just play by myself, but don't worry, we'll get to that in the Ubisoft Forward.
You're stupid.
All right. So the next thing that was announced was Microsoft's Flight Simulator 2024. Now, I'm going to pause. I legit thought, and this might be because who I'm dumb. I legit just thought this was an update. I did
Really?
not know this was an entirely brand new game.
Oh, wait, it is?
Yes, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 is an entirely brand new game.
Wow.
Yes, I did not know that. Until afterwards, that Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 and Flight Simulator 2020 are two different things.
Wow, it feels like that just came out not too long ago. I didn't
That
realize it's
was
been four
why,
years.
and that was why I was dumbfounded because I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, they're about to add a whole lot to Microsoft Flight Simulator. And they're like, no, this is an entirely separate game. We're still going to support the original one,
Yeah.
but we're moving on to the new one.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yes. Right? I
You
am
threw
like,
me off. I didn't know that.
and I'm sitting there and I'm like, y'all built a whole new, brand new game with all of these cool features. Like you can pilot hot air balloons now. You can do rescue missions from helicopters. Like you can put chemicals on crops. I am like, this is insane. This is insane.
That is freaking wild.
I will say no game is harder than Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I still haven't played it, man, because I'm not good at those type of games.
It's a simulator. It's a sim. I love my Sims. I
Yeah, I know
thoroughly
you
enjoy
do.
playing games. It makes me feel like I'm at work.
Weirdo.
And I think that Flight Simulator is much better on the PC, in my opinion.
For sure.
Only because like controls. I think that flying a plane, it's not done well with the controller. And I've tried and I just don't like it.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You gotta get one of them. What is it? The joystick and everything, flight stick.
All right. So let's get into it. We got to talk about Hellblade 2.
Looks
Bro,
fantastic.
I told you when we first saw this, I think Senua is going to be the new Microsoft head mascot because it looks so real.
Yeah, I they like What's the name of the studio? What's the name of that studio that makes them?
Oh, that is a great
It's
question.
like Ninja Theory. Sorry.
There it is, Ninja Theory.
Yeah, it was
Don't
like
put me on the
blanking on me.
spot like that.
They like, to be honest, Ninja Theory's come out of nowhere to me. Like, it was like, yeah, once we get Microsoft's funding, we're making some games, boy. Like, holy crap. But like Ninja Theory is like, that game is going to be freaking insane. Like, not only are the visuals really cool and really good, but like the everything they're doing with the voices, the storytelling that they're doing, like from the two like pieces of gameplay that we have seen, that is going to be literally freaking insane.
I think that Ninja Theory is currently doing what Quantic Dream did for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
It looks that good. Now, if you're not familiar with the word Quantic Dream, Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls, Detroit Become Human, the games looked so realistic. And I think that Ninja Theory is really running hard with that because every time you see Hellblade, it looks better and better.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
No. But I'm gonna do a quick one for some, just my personal one. Yakuza Like a Dragon is getting a follow-up. It's called Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth. We don't know anything about the game except for it's gonna be on Xbox and Windows next year. And apparently, he's gonna be nude. He is absolutely Ichiban is gonna be nude. I don't
So
know what that means.
funny.
Don't know what it means. He was never nude in the original, but he's gonna be nude. But since we're getting closer to time, oh, there was a game that you said you were not interested at all. And that was called Still Wakes the Deep, where
Yep,
you're
no
on the.
interest.
Why? It looks so fun.
Because I don't deal with scary games.
You don't even know if it's scary. It's just like it's bad weather.
I know that was scary. You're full of it.
No, I think you should play it, and I think you should go in blind, play it at nighttime.
Pass.
And put on your headset.
Pass.
Basically, Still Wakes the Deep is you're on like an oil rig, and you're trying to like I guess save your crew in a bad storm, but then you like hear like some kind of creature following behind you or whatever.
Yep. Nope. I'm out.
All right. Well, I'm definitely gonna be in. But before we go ahead and hop over to Ubisoft, let's talk about the elephant in the room. In my opinion, the game of the year contender, Starfield. This game blew my mind so hard. After the showcase was done, I replayed just the Starfield showcase again.
Yeah, dude. It was freaking insane. Like, I know Bethesda knows how to make some games, right? Like, Bethesda's made some really good games for a very long time. Buggy games, but they make some good games. And to see...
Absolutely, that's an understatement.
Oh, yeah. To see everything that you were able to do in Starfield, I was sitting there, like, dumbfounded. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I was like, they, like, literally took that game to, like, a level I didn't even know the game was going to have, you know?
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, bravo. Fucking bravo. I hope it comes out and hits all the marks that us gamers are looking for, and it's everything that like was just shown to us, because like that was nuts to me.
And here's another added caveat to that. Todd Howard, who runs Bethesda, he said, oh yeah, we could have released it before November 2022. We were actually told to like delay it. Like they told us to not rush. And Phil Spencer spoke on it. He was like, yeah, we had a conversation with them. We told them, take as much time as you need. Delay it as much as y'all want. We want this to be right. And so Todd Howard was like, yeah, we decided to release it a whole year and a half later.
Fair. I'm cool with that. Like, if you're not if you think that the game could use a little bit extra time to bake a little bit longer, could do the baking.
Honestly, a game this big, I feel like you needed at least 5 more years to do this baking. Like, this game is going to be... I'm going to say it right now. This game looks phenomenal. This game is going to have so many bugs on day one. So many bugs.
Ooh, oh, yeah. I mean, there was the Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls fucking 5. Yep. There was so many bugs.
There still are bugs in Skyrim.
Yeah, Skyrim. What did I call it? Elder Scrolls 5.
Elder Scrolls 5, which you're not wrong, but...
Is it? Okay, I was like, is it 5? I couldn't remember. But yeah, there's going to be a lot. Like, Elder Scrolls 5 had... There was, like, people that came up with their own, like, mods to fix the bugs that hadn't been fixed in Skyrim. And yeah. You install those when you install the game.
But I did appreciate it, because as you know, there's going to be more than 1,000 planets in Starfield.
Yep.
I appreciate how they quickly level set. They were just like, some of these planets are going to have nothing on them except for resources and creatures. That is it.
Yeah.
So because people were just like, oh, it's going to be 1,000 planets, but only 3 are going to be populated. Her, her, her. And the guy was just like, yeah, that's probably true.
I actually liked what he said, that like when you go to a planet, the planet doesn't like load until you like land on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the load in a way that the planet's not built until you go to it. And so when you go to it, like you could have a totally different experience than your friend playing if they landed on the same planet.
Now, does that mean like it's procedurally generated like we saw with No Man's Sky? Okay.
Yep. That's about all that those two have in common.
Yeah, that's fair. But I will say, I think that this probably is going to be the space game to end all space games. Mark my words. You can build your ship, which is an underrated commodity.
So cool.
And they were building mechs to like fly its mechs. Like you can build whatever your imagination has. Then they like built a mech. She was like, oh yeah, we build spiders. I built a platypus. I'm like, what? And she was like, yeah, my favorite thing to do is like board other ships and steal all their sandwiches.
So funny. She just had a sandwich pile.
Yeah, a whole table full of sandwiches. And I'm like, obviously this is for the game. This is obviously for the showcase. This is not going to be possible, because the second you walk out of that room, all those sandwiches are going to disappear. Or knowing Bethesda, those sandwiches are going to fall inside the ground and going to be stuck there forever.
Or you'll have some severe like frame rate drops from having too many sandwiches.
Well, did you hear what the frames per second is going to be for this game?
Yeah, 30.
Locked in at 30. They said that it's going to be 100% locked in at 30 because they want consistency across the board. Xbox Series X is going to be 4K, Xbox Series S 1440p.
Yep, I like it because I actually like to play my games in 4K 30. If like sometimes certain games I might do the 60, but I actually enjoy the quality mode. I like the visuals.
Well, I can't say that because I did that for on my PS5 because I think Hogwarts Legacy, I played as performance mode as a 60 frames per second only because like I like the fluidity behind it.
Yeah, for
But quite a
sure.
few games I have played where it's just 30 and I'd rather have the 4K.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Monster Hunter was that way for me. Monster Hunter World, I played it 34K.
Gotcha. One thing I do want to talk about is the character creation. Every character you see in Starfield, you can create in your own character creation. That character creation tool is so good. Every human you are going to see can be created from the character creator.
I hate character creation. I
Why?
am
Because you
just
have no imagination?
uncreative. Correct. I have zero imagination. I don't read books. I just don't have it. I don't have it in me.
You know what's interesting? It's interesting because I already know the character I'm going to create for this.
Steve
Because,
Harvey?
no, absolutely not. I already mustache now. But no, the way I play any RPG game is when I'm getting ready to start a game or boot up a game, whether it's Assassin's Creed, whether it's any role-playing game whatsoever, where you can create a character, I already have in my head the kind of character whose story I want to tell. So some people will criticize me because I will play as both men and women. It'll just determine to me who I think the story is for. So Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I obviously chose Cassandra, a female, because I thought it was going to be a female story, which it was. Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I chose the male story because I thought it was a male story. But in Skyrim, I had a female dark elf. But in a couple other characters, I would have in a couple other games, I would have a male character. I can't think of one off the top of my head right now because I'm drawing a blank. But for this one, I think it's going to it's I'm still on the fence because I have both in my head. I have a male as well as a female in my head right now. It's not going to be until I can start playing with the character creator where I'm going to decide who's who. Oh yeah, Mass Effect, the original Mass Effect, obviously male Captain Shepard. Mass Effect Andromeda, female. I already know in my head who the two character models are going to be. It's just going to be who can I get as close as possible to my image and head is who I'm using. I think about that months in advance.
I t usually take like one of the templates and change it just a little bit,
You
and
are
that's the
so lame.
person.
You are so lame.
Oh, I'm the worst.
Yeah, you are. But overall, because do you think that this can be Game of the Year contender?
I think it's possible. I think it should make the list if it, of course, if it comes out and it's really that good. I think it still has a, it's going to have a really hard time beating Tears of the Kingdom.
I don't know, man. I don't think anything is going to have as big of a cultural impact right now than this. I think that this is really setting up to be a monster to end all monsters.
I mean, I really hope it is. Like, I hope it's that good. Like, where I don't want to put it down, you know? Where I'm like, okay, I get off work, Starfield. Oh, I woke up early, Starfield. Like I hope that it's like that. But we'll see. We will see what September?
Yep, September 9th, I want to say.
Nope. I'm in.
No, September 6th. September 6th, unless you get the unless you pre-order and get 5 days in advance, which is September 1st. Now, one of the editions is called the Constellation Edition. This comes with a watch,
Dope.
a watch case, a Constellation patch, a display case, a digital game download, skin packs, first story expansion, 5 day early access, soundtrack, art book, digital extras. Chris, it's already sold out.
When did it go on sale?
Apparently yesterday, but I've already read that it's already entirely sold out. Like even like pre-orders, you can't get this on pre-order. I went to GameStop, I went to Best Buy to like I was ready to buy, I was ready to put on a credit card. You cannot get it.
That's kind of depressing because I actually kind of wanted it. That
Oh
sucks.
yeah, it was $299.99. But yeah, every place I went to already said sold out.
Wow.
I know, and it's awful because if there was any edition that I was going to get, it was going to be this one, and I've already read that it's already sold out, and I've tried to pre-order, and I've sent in notifications that when it's available pre-order, let me know, but it's already sold out.
That's so fucking crazy.
They probably only had like 100 of them.
Seriously, that sweet watch, man.
That sweet watch in that box. But all right.
Yes.
Any other comments you want to have about the Xbox showcase before we move over to Ubisoft real quick?
No, I'm good.
I think that Microsoft did a great job. I think of Bethesda, you did a better job. But luckily, Microsoft owns Bethesda, so it kind of works out. So, did you get an opportunity to watch Ubisoft's Forward Showcase?
Yeah, I watch bits and pieces of it.
I watched the entirety of the. I watched everything from the beginning to end, and the very first thing that was shown was the Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. I don't know how I feel about this. It reminds me of Far Cry, like an Avatar Far Cry. I just don't know if I would find this game, because you know how you already know kind of how Ubisoft makes games. They're usually too big and they're packed with too much stuff to do.
For sure.
All I could think about is all the busy work that I have to do in this game.
Yeah.
And that's probably what's making me like not excited to play this. It's like I'm just gonna have a map full of stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Cause the Assassin's like, yeah, like you said, the Assassin's Creed does the same th that like a
God's reason
lot.
why I never played the most recent Far Cry, because I knew that there's just going to be too much stuff for me to do.
Yeah, and that Far Cry did look really cool, but yes, I agree. I get overwhelmed.
So James Cameron actually came on to talk about how this game is actually going to tie into the movies. So if you're a big fan of the Avatar films, you got to play Avatar's Frontiers of Pandora. And we'll be keeping our eye out because it releases this year, December 7th.
Crazy, it finally has a release date.
It's crazy that Ubisoft is sticking to a release date.
Yeah, right.
That'll be delayed.
No, I think it actually should probably come out. Like
All right.
I would say there's a 90% chance it's actually coming out that day.
We'll see. So we have the X Defiant. This appears to be a PvP shooter. I'm not really into these. I'm not really into most Ubisoft shooters. It's not really my thing, but it looks kind of fun.
It does look really fun. I signed up for the beta. I don't think I ever got accepted into it, so I never got to play it. But yeah, it looks fun. I will play it.
Then we move over to the Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown. This was actually shown, I want to say, at the Summer Game Fest, but
Yeah.
this was a kind of an in-depth of the 2D or 2D portion of the game. And as I said when I saw the Summer Game Fest, I'm going to say this now: this does not call to me.
I really like it.
Yeah, so
Causes
did
me
me.
for sure.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Rad Dreams also enjoyed this one. They're saying Prince of Persia is back. I'm sure it is. I don't think it needed to come back.
I think it did because the issue what happened was that I didn't like that Assassin's Creed quote unquote was supposed to be like basically Prince of Persia, but
Yeah.
like it's not, it's very different. And so I'm happy to see Prince of Persia back and all of its glory. And yeah, I can't wait to play it. Like I actually may buy it because I loved Prince of Persia. That's one of my favorite franchises.
Yeah, I recall that. The next one is a very big franchise, and I think this is a mobile spinoff. The Division Resurgence. I don't.
Yes.
So this is a mobile spinoff.
I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is a mobile.
Then I'm already not interested.
Yeah, I might play it. I've got a controller for my mobile, so I'll probably play it.
See, I think that if there was any Ubisoft game, a shooter game that I would enjoy, it would be The Division.
The Division is so fun. I love the Division.
It looks like it would be fun.
Just
I don't
never
know.
got into it.
Hit
Yeah.
or miss for me. The next
It's
thing.
very MMO like.
Then I might enjoy it. I just don't know. If I'm playing multiplayer by myself, then I probably won't enjoy it.
I would play it with you, to be honest.
All right, cool. Well, the next game you're absolutely gonna play with me, and that's Skull and Bones. And all we got was a gameplay trailer in the background by a bunch of sea singing shandy guys in front of it. I don't know what the hell I watched, but at the end they said, okay, we're doing a closed beta August 25th to the 28th. And this is what I texted the group chat. I said, Skull and Bones is going to be featured at every one of these Ubisoft game shows for the next 10 years.
And it has been. It's so crazy.
At this point, they can't cancel it. I think they just need to release and just say F it. Honestly, I don't even care anymore. I did tell you, I will say I did sign up for this beta.
Did you?
And I did, because you know what? Never mind. We probably can't talk about it. But
No.
no, not yet. I did sign up for this beta because I want to see kind of like how things have progressed since last we checked in with them.
I hope better. I really do.
I hope so too. Listeners, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's all we can talk about. So we're moving forward. The next, I was super excited because you don't see a whole lot of racing games at these showcase. But we finally got a look at the Crew Motor Fest, which is set in Hawaii, of all places, of Oahu. Which, if you're an OG racing gamer like me, the same place Test Drive Unlimited was set.
Which is really cool.
Yep, and it'll be coming out this September 14th. And to make matters even more interesting, you can import all of your cars from the Crew 2 into the Crew Motor Fest. So this is going to be a day one for me.
Yeah, so did you have all the cars in Crew 2?
I did not have all of them, but I had a pretty good setup.
Okay.
Yeah, the Crew, I think, is a great game that I see how it could be better. It's just not. I couldn't just only have just the Crew as my only game. Forza Horizon, yeah. Forza Motorsport, yeah. Gran Turismo 7, yeah. The Crew, I feel like I would have to play something else just to like do something different. I don't know
Yeah.
why.
Okay, that's fair.
Then we had Captain Laserhawk, a Blood Dragon remix. I thought this was had something to do with Far Cry 3, but apparently it's a Netflix series.
So it is based off of Far Cry 3,
Okay.
the Blood Dragon expansion.
Okay, so I guess it's getting a Netflix series in the same vein as the Cyberpunk anime.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, that Cyberpunk anime did so well, I probably will check this out.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that they're starting to do this with these animes. Like, it's working.
Agreed. The next thing that was announced was Assassin's Creed Nexus, which it was been first teased that this is going to be Assassin's Creed virtual reality game. So this is going to be on Meta Quest 3 and VR2 headsets. They showed a cinematic trailer. I think Assassin's Creed is a third person type of game, but I've got enough Assassin's Creed money in the bank. I would be willing to try this.
Okay. That's fair. You gonna
Then they
get a
showed
Meta
us.
Quest 2 for
Nope, not paying that price.
it?
Definitely not paying that VR2 headset price. I've already tried.
It's so funny.
Then they showed off some more Assassin's Creed Mirage, and it looked a little bit better this time than the last time we seen it. I think I'm gonna play it. The crowd is pretty hyped when this was announced, so I think this is gonna be a good mainline entry. And then we got to Assassin's Creed Jade, which was the one I was most excited for, and I have to say, this looked terrible. It's mobile, which because it's mobile, I'm willing to give it a pass. But as I'm watching this, I said, you're reutilizing the same resources you did in Odyssey as well as Valhalla. I can see the exact same resources being used.
I think it's let's see the get to ah yeah it because it takes place during China's Qin Dynasty between the events of Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Origins. So you're like
Course it did.
basically spot
Of
on.
course. Honestly, if they really wanted to compete, they really should have made this a mainline console game and put Mirage as a mobile game.
Yeah. That's fair. I still don't like the fact that there's so many Assassin's Creed games now. It's kind of confusing.
I don't either, and I'm an Assassin's Creed stan, but even I'm sitting here after like midway through this, I'm like, all right, there's too many Assassin's Creed games now.
Yeah, it's too much. They need to
They need
stop.
to take like a 10-year break, like one every 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's get into the final thing, and we're not going to end up on we're not ending on Starfield. We are ending on Star Wars Outlaws, which is going to be coming to the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5, and PC in 2024. And this is the open world Star Wars games from Ubisoft. This was not at all what I was expecting, but I am pleasantly surprised, and I am very happy with what I've seen.
Yeah, this looks dope. Very excited for it. The gameplay is awesome. You're finally not a Jedi, it looks like.
Which, thank God, I am so sick and tired of being a Jedi. I want to be a noble
Yeah.
person.
Don't have to battle your good morals.
Nope, I can actually be a scumbag in KVS.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm all for it. This is cool.
Yeah, the gameplay they showed, I believe they showed it about a 10-minute gameplay trailer. It looked pretty fluid. It looked kind of like a typical Ubisoft game, unfortunately. But I am concerned that the level which was shown is not a level we're going to play in game, because that happens.
Oh, is that the case?
I don't know if it's the case, but that does happen. They have a tendency to show off like all the mechanics at once,
Okay.
even though it's going to be probably more linear than what we've seen. And this game
Okay.
kind of did look pretty linear.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But from what we could see, I'm very excited. I'm excited on the protagonist. She seems like she's cool. She seems like a character that you can get behind, a character you can bond with. And remember how I said there's already controversy?
Yeah, what's the controversy?
The controversy is her. People are upset that it's a female.
Oh my God. All right.
They're like, I can't believe Star Wars is going woke. The only people that are gonna play this game are liberals and homos.
Trash.
And I'm like, are you guys serious? Are we really doing this as if there is no woman in the Star Wars universe?
They're,
Like,
dude, you know how they are.
I am like, guys, shut up. Nobody cares. Like, I am excited to play KVS. Y'all have that other Star Wars game out there where y'all can play as Cal. Let me play as Kay. I want to play her. I want to see what her story is. I think that she is going to have a phenomenal story. And knowing Ubisoft, she's going to have at least 18 more sequels.
That's so true. So freaking true.
I know. I when they were when it was announced that Ubisoft was going to be making a Star Wars game, I would kind of have a little bit of hesitation, a little trepidation. I'm like, they have a good track record, but I don't know about Star Wars. But after seeing this, I think that this is in good hands.
Yeah, I agree. I think it'll be great.
So before we go ahead and call it a day, Chris, I'm going to ask you one final question.
Okay.
Who was your best in show from all the showcases we watched this weekend?
I would say Xbox.
Okay, you say Xbox. I'm going to go ahead and say Xbox as well. Now, give me one game. If you can only buy one game, if either you buy this game and the rest are going to be scrapped, what game would you buy?
Fable.
Fable. I'm going to go with Starfield, and Fable would be my close two, and then Star Wars Ubisoft would be my third. But I
Yeah.
think Starfield is going to be the game that is. I'm trying to finish up all my games so I can play Starfield when it comes out.
I need to turn on my Xbox. I haven't played in like 2 weeks.
Do what I do. Take 1 hour every day and just boot it up. Boot up that or
Actually, I
FIFA.
haven't played in like a month on my Xbox. God. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's why I have to set aside 1 hour every day to play my consoles, and then I have to set aside at least 1 hour every week to play my PS5.
Fair. Fair.
All right, brother man, but any final parting thoughts before we call it for the day?
No, that's it for me, man.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us on our recap of all of the showcases this weekend. If you like what we do here, be sure to give us a like and a subscribe any place you may listen to podcasts. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, any place you listen, we are there. Share us with your friends. If you'd like to get in contact with us, you can hit us up at Twitter at UninformedGamers or on TikTok at UninformedGamers. If you want to connect with me directly, reach out to me on Xbox, Darkness Tiger, or if you want to race with me on Gran Turismo, Darkness Tiger 2. All right, Chris, go ahead and give your sign-offs.
And I can be found on Twitter at Chameleon Games.
All right, thank y'all so much for joining us. We will see y'all next time. Bye.
Later.